with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy. I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. A living history farm in the West Chicago suburbs offers a blend of education and fun, says Jeff Long, Public Affairs and Communications Manager for the Fox Valley Park District.
Black Prairie Farm is kind of a living history museum. It's an actual farm from the 1800s, and what we've done with it is kind of recreated pioneer-era life, so people that come there get an appreciation of the history from an authentic place that really was here. Blacksmith, the seamstress, churning butter, carriages, and so it's some history and education and a lot of fun.
Long says Blackberry Farm is about 30 miles west of Chicago.
It was an actual farm in the 1800s. The nice thing about Blackberry Farm is that it teaches you history and educates the young kids on the past, but also it's a way to have fun where they don't feel like they're in the classroom learning. And speaking of learning out there, there's a one-room schoolhouse. A lot of kids today go to these big mega schools, and this one-room schoolhouse is how it used to be. Quite different from what we have today.
He says a visit to Blackberry Farm is like walking into the past.
We have historical interpreters, and they play the bit. So they're all dressed up. The blacksmith is all dressed up. The seamstress, if you go into the spinning room, I guess it's called, you'll learn that they used to use beet juice to dye their clothing. The butter churn, how to make butter, how to make a horseshoe and put it onto a horse. And the kids and the adults, for that matter, find that pretty fascinating.
Long says even the play areas help kids to learn about history.
We have what's called an adventure playground. It's kind of an extensive network of climbing decks and slides, ropes, catwalk kind of bridges, and they're connected to playhouses. And when they're going through here, it's more than a playground. It's kind of interactive features. They go from deck to deck and they answer questions, and mostly on the history of pioneer life and the steam engine replica train. It's about a 7-minute ride, which takes you around the grounds of Blackberry, so you're able to get a tour of the whole facility. And the carousel, obviously, is forever popular with young kids because, let's face it, those of us who have young kids, when you take them to a museum or something, they're bored pretty easily. So when you take them through to see the seamstress and the blacksmith, then they can go run over and play on the carousel for a little while. So it's a unique mix of, you know, entertainment and education.
Blackberry Farm is open every day May 1st through the end of August, with a more limited schedule in the fall and winter.
3-day weekends in September, and then October we have what we call pumpkin weekends. So we're open every weekend in October with pumpkin themed events. And then we're open in December as well on weekends, which is what we call the Holiday Express. It kind of takes after the Polar Express. That's a hugely popular event.
Blackberry Farm is on the west side of Aurora, between Aurora and Sugar Grove.
Take IE 88 exit at Orchard Road, and it's just south from the interchange there, a couple miles.
For more information, visit foxvalleyparkdistrict.org or wherefunbegins.org. You can also search for Blackberry Farm on Facebook. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.